Gino Toretta is with us on Thursdays, courtesy of Evening's Delight. Let me segue into NFL because the topic of conversation since last Thursday night, a week ago, Tua and the concussion and his history of head injuries. Did you suffer diagnosed concussions during your career? And I wonder if you ever regret or worry about what you put your body and your head through as a quarterback.
Do I worry? Yes, I worry. Have I had a diagnosed condition? Well, let me put it to you this way. I was speared in the side of the head sliding in a preseason game in 1995 with the 49ers. Diagnosed, I was snoring on a field for 4 minutes. I was out. Like, speared in the side of the head, head hit. You know, I assume I had some kind of fencing and tense up. But literally the offensive linemen are like, dude, you were like snoring on the field for 4 minutes. And this is the crazy thing that I tell people about a brain is they bring me to with smelling salts. I don't remember any of this. I knew the down and distance of the game. I knew the score of the game. They asked me my driver's license number. Now, I would have been 25 at the time. I gave them my driver's license number from California when I turned 16 years old, because it was shorter than, you know, Florida one is really long and all these numbers. I go, I don't know my Florida one, but I know my California one is this. And I think it was like, my body was like, yeah, go back out there and play. And then about an hour later, they take me off the field. And an hour later, I remember sitting in the locker room, and I'm in the trainers, like sitting on a taping table. And the doctor kept asking me questions the whole time, I guess. And he asked me the first question I remember. He goes, how did you get to the game? And I remember like looking around, and I looked to my left, and I saw my oldest brother, who the game was at Candlestick Park, and my family's all there at the game. And my oldest brother standing there in their locker room. My first thought was, what the hell is he doing in the locker room? And then I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, we're in the pros. Usually you drive your own car to the game, but at the preseason game, sometimes you take a bus to the game. Are we home or are we away? And I literally said to the doctor, I said, doc, I know I'm bleeped up now. I go, I don't know how I got here. I have no idea. And at that point, they realized I guess enough memory came back and it clicked. And he goes, okay, you can go take a shower now. Go take a shower. We're sending you to Stanford for brain scans and that. And the after effects of that concussion, asleep on the field for 4 minutes, they wouldn't let me practice the next week. I tried to jog on the Wednesday in between drills and training camp, and my equilibrium was so off, I almost fell over. I had one baseball as a sophomore in high school, and the other one was as my third year in the NFL. So I have had, for sure, diagnosed concussions.
What do you make of the conversation surrounding Tua? You got speared to the head. You understand that happening. He didn't seem to take very hard a hit, fell in a strange way, but seems to have a propensity for concussions. And I wonder what you make of the entire swirl of conversation about maybe he should hang it up.
Well, I would say this. You have one brain. It really doesn't regenerate itself. It's floating in some fluid. And his brain has hit the skull of his head a few times, and he's been out. I mean, the fencing mechanism is very concerning. And having that concussion, and I know the headaches that I had, and how long that lasted. And I'm still worried about it. I mean, you know, they've proven you can get ALS and things like that. And there's, you know, CTE, obviously we see that, and it's not a repetitive injury. That's just a, you know, one time, or at least mine, I had a couple, you know, bad hits. He's had four, I think, in not a short period of time. And I think there's a countdown to when we have, I guess, a neurological deficit. You know, and yeah, am I concerned? Hell yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, I literally sued Workman's Comp, State of California, 49ers, because I wanted to make sure if something happened to my, you know, to me when I'm older, you know, do I really want my family to have to pay for all the health care that comes with whatever that looks like. And, you know, nobody can say
someone who's incapacitated.
Yeah, nobody can say what it's going to look like. They can just say, well, listen, this contributed to how you are, you know, down the road. And yeah, it's concerning right now. I mean, listen, I think that the question is people say, well, Tua wants to take care of his family. Based on his last contract, I'm fairly certain Tua's family is taken care of. And maybe Miami fans don't want to hear this. I mean, my advice would be like Steve Young and Troy Aikman. Both of them walked at an early age after several concussions because the brain, and they can't tell you, but I've seen people, you know, Raymond Berry and guys that played a long time before I did, and you see the effect of head trauma. And maybe it doesn't affect everybody, but man, do you want to be that one person where it does affect and you're just like...
The question, though, is can you put yourself back at his age and have everything still in front of you and make that kind of decision? Because most young people can't.
You know, can you? Listen, I would say you can. And I think a lot of it, like for most of us in our daily lives, is being able to provide financially for our families. I don't think that's a question. Do I want to win a Super Bowl and quarterback a team to a Super Bowl? Sure. But, you know, I don't know. I would have a pretty strong argument from not playing. But, you know, listen, it's his decision. And, you know, the doctors can't tell him, hey, if you continue and get another one, it's guaranteed you're going to have this. But, man, the risk increases every time this happens. And that's what me personally would not want for myself, and nor would I want it for anybody I cared about or that.